Well, do churches really need to be protected? And is religion really under threat? A government board of inquiry, which incidentally comprised mostly religious folk, has recommended religious protections. Peter Monk from the National Secular Lobby, the government sat on these recommendations for 6 months, but now they're out. It seems to have opened a Pandora's box, eh?
It certainly has. I think some of the recommendations, or rather, I suppose, the government's response to them, was certainly a little surprising in what they're willing to take on, what they're willing to put into law.
What surprised you most, mate?
Well, I suppose really what we find most unsettling is the degree to which we feel that adding new rights to discriminate is really necessary under what they're wanting to accept here. We feel that there's going to be some fairly basic rights lost by a good percentage of Australia.
So, Peter, are the churches, or for that matter, synagogues or the mosques, under threat in Australia? Do we really need a Religious Discrimination Act?
Well, no. I mean, there's really no sign at all that there is any loss of freedoms to the faithful in Australia. I mean, certainly, Australia is signatory to the International Covenant of Civil and Political Rights, the ICCPR. This certainly grants absolute freedom in terms of people's rights to believe whatever they want. It also grants limited rights to act on those beliefs. And the limits for those rights are based on our laws here in Australia and whatever's necessary to ensure the basic rights and freedoms of everyone.
So I'm hearing you saying that people's kind of right to private faith isn't under threat either.
Well, not at all, no. I mean, and I think even during the course of, the many months of discussion that we've had now on the Ruddock Religious Freedom Review, many people, Scott Morrison himself, Dan Tehan, James Patterson, Christian Porter, you've often seen comments from them when they're talking about this issue, that they really have no evidence of actual religious discrimination occurring. And really, in looking to make changes to legislation, what they're wanting to do is, prevent supposed future problems in this area.
Nonetheless, the PM has said he'll appoint a special religious discrimination commissioner. What's your view on that?
Well, I feel it's unnecessary, basically. I mean, it wasn't even one of the recommendations from the
Yeah.
That's interesting. And really, as I said, and I think, in fact, Phil Ruddock himself said quite recently that there really is no evidence that there is any degree of discrimination going on. So I don't know what this commissioner will be spending his time doing.
I'm talking with Peter Monk from the National Secular Lobby. Peter, as I mentioned, the Committee on the Religious Freedom Report were mostly religious. So there weren't atheists or agnostics anywhere there, from what I understand. So their findings are not really going to be that balanced, are they?
I guess this is an issue that we've really quite often seen in things like this, and really in a lot of public discussion on these kinds of issues, is that there's always a good representation from the religious side. There's really been no voice for the secular side.
Secular people comprise about 40% of the community, don't they?
Well, actually, it's secular people a lot more than that. That percentage is actually 78%.
Wow.
According to a 2016.
So, in the other way, does the secular community need protecting from some of these religious ratbags?
That's partly why the National Secular Lobby was formed. We really felt there was, obviously a very large proportion of the Australian population who are secular, and obviously the figure of 78% includes a lot of religious people, so it's not an and-or thing. And we felt that really there was no good secular voice.
Peter, the PM has said the community needs to have this debate, but are you really sensing any desire by Aussies to listen to a bunch of religious people demand the rest of the world is seen the way they see it?
Well, no, I think we're kind of moving against the general progression of, where the world's going. I mean, you see a lot of other countries who are really becoming kind of more secular and I suppose more progressive in their policy making, and I guess as I said, really there's no threat to individual religious freedom in Australia. I suppose perhaps the issue that some people are seeing here. I know Scott Morrison said that, you know, the religious people in Australia are feeling the walls closing in around them. I guess perhaps what he's talking about there is the sense that that faith is kind of losing its influence on traditionally had in, on public policy.
Maybe they're the ones out of touch, mate.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, certainly, I think the majority of Australians are quite moderate in these kinds of views, and I don't know that they will appreciate the more kind of hardline attitude that he seems to be wanting to take.
Australians never have, mate. God bless you, and thanks so much for talking to us tonight.
Thanks a lot, Bill.